State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Most kids will head back to school this week, ready to learn. But some will have to spend a good chunk of time relearning things they forgot over the summer. The dreaded summer slide has been linked to persistent achievement gaps between kids from lower-income families and their better-off peers. So, we visited one business in Ypsilanti, Michigan that's doing its part to combat that. Let's get out our back-to-school checklist, shall we? Backpack, check. Notebooks, check. Glue sticks, check. Fancy new haircut?
I asked for the kid's mohawk.
Check. It's Labor Day weekend, and 7.5-year-old Joseph Jason is at the Fuller Cut in Ypsilanti, where he walks me through what exactly the kid's mohawk is.
It's high on the top and short on the bottom, and lines that go in a diagonal line where the top is gonna be.
No doubt about it, Joseph's back-to-school haircut is going to rock, thanks to his barber. And thanks to his barber, Joseph's reading skills will also get a little brush up.
We want to be more than just a place to where people can come get a haircut.
Ryan Griffin has been cutting fades and tapers and mohawks for 20 years. He gets to see the summer slide up close when kids jump up in his barber chair and boast that they haven't picked up a book all summer. So when he read about some barbers in Harlem who got kids to read in exchange for a couple bucks off their haircut, he was impressed. He and his boss decided to replicate the Read to a Barber program here in Ypsi. And so now, 1 year later, you'll hear kids at the Fuller Cut not only read to their barber, but get quizzed by their barber. Questions like,
"You want to explain to her what you read about?" "Yep, don't tell her what the book was about." We get complimented by teachers that will say it does so much for these kids, you know, throughout the summer or throughout the school year. Any help that these kids can get with reading. And again, comprehension is the big thing. You know, maybe someday some kid will grow up, be a journalist or be a writer, and he'll say, "You know what, when I was young, you know, my barber used to make me read," you know. So whatever we can do to, you know, help shape, you know, these kids.
"We're going on a lion hunt. We're going to catch a big one. We're not scared. Been there before."
Joseph picked "We're Going on a Lion Hunt" from a stack of books piled on top of two light green tables in the waiting room. That's where his little brother, Josiah, is waiting for his turn to get his haircut. Have you picked out a book yet?
No.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Can I come with you while you choose?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and pick out a book. Hey, bud. Pick out a book that's going to challenge you, though. Don't pick out something too easy, okay? All right.
That voice you heard, that is Joseph and Josiah's dad, Keith Jason. Like his sons, most of the kids who participate in the Read to a Barber program are young black boys, and the book selection reflects that. Books about black baseball players and black kid detectives make up a lot of the books.
I think this is a beautiful thing to see.
Jason says they used to go to a different barber shop in Ypsilanti, but when they heard about the reading program, well, it was a no-brainer.
You know, being a father and knowing that I can bring both of my sons in and get a discount off of both of their haircuts, where all they have to do is read to the barber, it's an amazing thing. So it's helping my pockets, it's helping their education, and it's helping prepare a better future for them. So I love it.
More than 100 kids have read to the Ypsi barbers over the past year, some more willingly than others. 9-year-old Giorgio Pitts is going into 5th grade this year. He doesn't seem super enthused about it. He'd rather play video games. But his dad says he needs to read more. So before Giorgio hops into the barber chair, he picks out a book called The Home Run Kings.
22 years old, and he just became the first black man to play Major League Baseball.
He may not love the reading part, but the part where he gets $2 from the barber to put in his piggy bank, that part's pretty great. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.